You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, you know who I am. I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And I am so grateful and so excited that you made a quality decision to join me today from all over the world. And I can truly say that if you're listening to this recording, I believe with all of the faith that's on the inside of me that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive the downloads, the insight, the revelation, and the strategies that you've been seeking and praying about to really shift and change your life. Well, how are you doing? I want to say happy holidays to you. It is that time of the year. And I was thinking just before I came on the air that I really wanted to encourage you to make a decision that you are going to enjoy the holidays, create new memories, move away from what you have experienced in the past, and just believe that you can be joyful, that you can be peaceful, and most importantly, you can be grateful for what you do have. Reach out to somebody that may be less fortunate than you. Maybe give them a call, motivate them, give them an inspirational word of encouragement. So that is what I would really encourage you to do. Got a great show for you. Going to be talking to a gentleman, a Reverend John Adams, and boy, he has been an expert in the Unity Church and in the Law of Attraction for decades. And he's going to be talking about the secret of multiplied money, the Law of Attraction directly applied to your finances. So if you have a friend, your family member, hey, you better give them a shout out and tell them about this show. Well, let's see. I've been doing really well here in Atlanta. We had a little snow this week, maybe 1 inch, and we were so excited. And no, we did not shut the city down because of that 1 inch. And speaking of weather, I want to really give a special shout out and send my love and my prayers to all of the people in California who have been experiencing those wildfires. And the one person that I thought about was Jack Canfield, because I know he lives in the, I think, Santa Barbara area. And so just sending out our prayers to all of those people and just praying that things will change for you quickly. Let's see. Want to remind you about my books. And, you know, somebody asked me, well, Constance, if I cannot coach with you right now, what would you recommend? I would recommend my Secrets of Success book. I'm really proud of that book because it helps you to identify your limiting beliefs, how to change them. It's a workbook. I have a whole section, part two, on defining what you want, getting clear about that, and then section three on how to build your dream team. So that's what I would suggest to you. You could go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. If you are desiring love and that has not happened for you, I'm going to suggest my book, Attracting and Manifesting Genuine Love. We don't want just anything. We want genuine, long-lasting love. So I will suggest that book. It also helps you to identify what your past patterns have been in choosing relationships, who you need to become. I give you all kind of techniques to position yourself. For example, getting clear about what you want, getting clear about who you need to become. Also, calling in love with your words, the power of being happy now before the love actually manifests in your life, and some other things that you can do to position yourself to meet wonderful people. And then lastly, the greatest gift you can give yourself is coaching. You know, my mentor who taught me so much about coaching and facilitating support groups made his transition. I think it was last week, and I'm going to attend his memorial service, Pastor Bill Riley. I mean, this man knew more about support groups. Here I am with 2 degrees and thinking I had it going on, and he taught me so much about coaching, counseling, and support groups. So you've already heard all of my testimonies. If you're ready for change, and if you are ready to go in and do the inner work, I have a guarantee that you will not recognize your life, the landscape of your life, at the end of 1 year. And I think that's it. But lastly, has this show been a blessing to you this year? Have there been weeks when you were feeling really maybe discouraged and not motivated, and you listened to my show and you were encouraged? Have you received specific strategies for your life to move you from where you are to where you desire to be? I know the answer to that is a big booming yes. So I want to give you the opportunity to really donate your gift to this show. While you're on my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, you can just click the red donate button, and I am thanking you in advance. And I think that's it. So let's go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back with Reverend John Adams. So stay tuned.
Are you planning a motivational or training event for your company or organization? Look no further. Constance Arnold is an experienced, dynamic, and inspirational speaker and trainer. Constance has helped thousands and has a proven track record of 25 years as a keynote and leadership trainer for both private and public sector. Constance provides the latest, cutting-edge, breakthrough, transformational principles that will align with your organization's vision. Participants will receive specific how-tos for both personal and professional empowerment. Contact Constance and partner with her to begin creating your next successful event. Her website is www.fulfillingyourpurpose.com and email is constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Are you ready to live a life beyond your wildest dream? Constance Arnold is a seasoned and experienced professional licensed counselor for 25 years and a certified success life coach, and would love to partner with you to create your dreams. She's coached and trained over 10,000 clients on 5 continents and has a proven track record of success. Constance will assist you in getting a clear vision for your life and develop customized strategies, projects, and action steps to begin manifesting your dream. Contact her today at Constance@FulfillingYourPurpose.com and visit her website at FulfillingYourPurpose.com.
Well, hey, everybody, I am back and I'm really excited about my very special guest today. And I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but we are going to be talking about the secret of multiplied money, the law of attraction directly applied to your finances. And my very special guest is Reverend John W. Adams. And I just want to tell you a little bit about him. He's a Unity minister, and he was ordained in 1966 by Lowell Fillmore, who is the son of the founders of Unity School of Christianity, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore. If you don't know who Charles Fillmore is, you need to Google him. He studied in the Science of Mind Institute in Los Angeles. And of course, you know, he has facilitated numerous classes, workshops, and seminars in the metaphysical churches in the U.S. and in Canada. He is the founder and director of the Golden Key Ministry Unity, which was established in 1974. And he is the author of 11 self-help and prosperity printed books and 7 ebooks. I have been on his website, and I think that he has more information on well-being, prosperity, wealth, and spirituality than any website, you know, that I have been on. And he has dedicated his entire life to empowering people to live life in love, positivity, and prosperity. That's what God intends for us. So just so honored to have him. So Reverend John W. Adams, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Constance. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I am so excited about having you on, so we're going to get right with it. So tell our listeners about your ministry, and then we're going to talk about prosperity.
Well, as you said, that my ministry, my Golden Key Ministry, Unity, started in 1974. Mm-hmm. And when I... A little bit after that time, I went to, or before that, I went to Port Angeles, Washington, where I pioneered the Unity Church there.
Wow.
It's called Unity in the Olympics. And it's right across the Strait of Juan de Fuca from British Columbia, Victoria. And I got to be good friends with Dr. Emma Smiley, who was a divine science minister.
Mm-hmm.
She was minister of Victoria Truth Center, and she taught me the Golden Key. And she was a very impressive lady, and I was guided that when I started my then by-mail ministry, it would be called a Golden Key Ministry. And
wow.
Then when the Internet came along, well, that changed everything.
And yeah, it
online.
Did. And boy, you have a lot of information online, and even a couple of mornings, I just went on there, Reverend John, and just really meditated on some of the things that you had on there from Emmett Fox and Charles Fillmore, and it's just amazing all the information you have, and we're going to give listeners that website and the info as to how they can get all of that stuff. And I'm telling people right up front, they're going to want to get your book. So let's go ahead and get started. And what I want to start with the fact that I read somewhere on your website that you said that the Unity Church has been teaching the Law of Attraction for 100 years. Is that right?
Yes, it's more than 100 years.
Wow.
And when you really look at the Unity teaching, it's really all about the law of attraction. And the law of attraction didn't even start then. It started way back. And some of the early real teachers, metaphysical teachers like Jesus, mm-hmm. taught the law of attraction.
Yeah. So let's get into prosperity and multiply money. And the reason that I want to talk about this subject with you is you know this subject inside and out, Reverend John. So let's start with quantum prosperity. What is quantum prosperity?
Well, that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
And quantum is based on radiant, it's a basic radiant or basic unit of radiant energy. It's all-encompassing. It's all energy, and all is energy. And we talk about a quantum leap. That's when someone gets in tune with the infinite, so to speak, like the book.
Mm-hmm.
And in regard to prosperity, and their prosperity takes a leap upwards, which is always nice.
Yeah.
But it's quantum prosperity is whole, it's all inclusive.
And so can people maybe who are really suffering financially, can they begin to get into the vibration of quantum prosperity?
Oh, sure. And it's a lot easier said than done, but you can do it. And one of the things is to get rid of some old, no longer working ideas and beliefs and behaviors. And we can't put something in when there isn't room for it. So we need to let go of some old stuff, old limiting concepts and beliefs and ways of thinking, and then open ourselves to all the goodness of God.
Well, you know, one thing I love about your books, by the way, thank you, Reverend John sent me his two books for my birthday gift, and what a wonderful gift they have been to me. I really appreciate that. So one thing you mentioned in your book is the basic law of prosperity is radiation and attraction. What you radiate out in your thoughts, feelings, and mental pictures and words, you attract back into your life and affairs. That's Catherine Ponder. Talk a little bit about radiation and attraction.
Well, we are constantly radiating something. We radiate our thoughts and our feelings at that which is in our consciousness. And that, you know, by the law of attraction, what we radiate, we attract. You know, James Allen wrote a book called As a Man Thinketh. Well, it's As a Woman Thinketh, too. Mm-hmm. But in it, he talks about the power of thought, of thinking. And as we, what we think in our heart, so are we. And it's not just in our minds or in our thinking, but in our feeling, too. It's important to get the two together so that we're thinking prosperously and feeling prosperously. That's what attracts prosperity.
Well, you know, it's you know, Reverend John, it's kind of hard to feel prosperous when you got so many bills and things seem so overwhelming. So that is probably why you said that prosperity is really a change in consciousness and kind of like a reprogramming and getting rid of all that negative stuff about money and prosperity.
Yes. Yeah. People, you know, it's interesting that people will have, they will do all kinds of things to get money while at the same time not liking it. They'll have some bad, wrong thoughts and feelings about money. And, you know, like, take like humans. If we have strong, bad feelings about some people, they tend to avoid us. And money will do the same because it's more than just paper or an idea. It's alive with energy, and it goes where it's loved, wanted.
Wow. So you, I know you mentioned money is wonderful.
Yeah.
Expound on that a little bit.
Well, you know, when you think about it, money is divine, as Catherine Ponder has pointed out in her books. Money is spiritual, and it's wonderful because it can, in effect, do things that we cannot do. We can't be somewhere else building a building, but money, it takes a lot of money to put up a building. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not just the money, but it's the spirit behind that. And so, well, the money makes the Internet available. It takes a lot of money to run the Internet.
Yeah.
And so money is good. It's just, and the better we can think about it, the better, the more we attract it.
And so somewhere I think I read, did you say that prosperity is God in action? Did I read that somewhere, that money is God in action?
Yes, true. And I think it was Raymond Charles Barker who wrote a book. Those little booklets called Money is God in Action. I love that little book.
But, wow.
And so, you know, it is. Money is God in action. So when you give money or you pay a bill, or somebody gives you money, it's God in action, either way.
Wow. So you mentioned in Quantum Prosperity that resistance is one of the biggest stumbling blocks to prosperity. So how can people become non-resistant to prosperity, that they can open up and receive prosperity that God has for them?
Well, it's by, again, emptying ourselves of all the stuff that doesn't serve us. Wrong thinking about money and about prosperity and about ourselves. If we don't like ourselves, money and other good things won't come to us because it doesn't go where there's negativity. And so, you know, and I'm talking about attracting money, doing things spiritually. Anybody can attract money. Mm-hmm. But to do it in the right way is to do it spiritually, realizing that money is a spiritual idea, it's God in action, and that we radiate love and peace and harmony and good, and therefore we attract good, including money.
Well, you know, one of your chapters really talks about love. So, and you just mentioned that. So what role does love play with people attracting quantum prosperity?
Everything. In one word. You know, like, I think it was in one of the Psalms, I think 91st or one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says if you can do all these things and be all these things, but if you don't have love, you're just an empty thing. And so, you know, love is another name for God.
Hmm.
And so it's important that we love everything. Love ourselves, love God, the source, and love everybody unconditionally, regardless, and love money. And when I say to love money, we don't love money for itself alone, but we put out this wonderful, beautiful, radiating feeling, energy of love. And money says, oh, hey, I like that. I'm showing up.
So one of the ways to multiply money is to really walk in love. Love your life right now. Be grateful for your life. Love God. Love people. Walk in a forgiving spirit. Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Yes.
So if somebody is like mad at somebody or walking in unforgiveness, could that hinder or stop their money from coming?
Absolutely. Sometimes people will try real hard to prosper, but and have other prayers. They pray for prosperity and mm-hmm. other things, but unforgiveness, resentment, anger, they are severe stoppers of prosperity. And, you know, real prosperity flies on the wings of love.
Mm.
And so it's important to get rid of all the angry, bitter, resentful thoughts and feelings. Clean yourself completely of it and to focus on love.
That's so good. Yeah. Well, you know, let's talk about God being the source of our money supply. You said in your book that I believe God is the source of all supply and money is God in action and should be used for good. How can we begin to understand God as our source and what would that look like?
Well, first of all, we want to get rid of the notion and the false belief that God is a man-like being in the sky somewhere. That is absolutely not true. But God is spirit, and God is within us. And God as spirit is the source of all that appears. And this spirit, this source, is energy. You know, Carl Sagan, many years ago in his Cosmos series, mm-hmm. he said that all their examination, their research, everything of the universes and space and everything, it came out, they realized that all was just one thing, and that's energy. Hmm. Well, we know that all is God, so it's all energy or God, and that energy or God is love. And that's that's what we're attracting when we radiate. We focus. We know that God is our source. It's omnipresent spiritual substance or radiant substance.
Wow. And so instead of looking to your job or your paycheck, listeners need to shift to God is our source.
That's true. And so often people will look at their paycheck or a company, a job, or the government, or a spouse, or somebody or something, maybe bonds, stocks, bonds, and so on. But they are not the source. They're avenues or channels of our supply. Everything comes from God. Everything.
Yeah, and you mentioned that we need to let our vision be upon limitless spiritual substance, never visible supply, which would be our job or our paycheck.
That's true. Yeah.
That's hard to do.
Only if you say so.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, hard is a four-letter word. But so is easy.
Oh.
And that's a better word.
That is a better word.
And people get the wrong idea that it's hard to attract money, hard to prosper. Nonsense. Get rid of that. Say it's easy.
It's
whether
easy.
Whether it seems easy or not.
So you just corrected me, Reverend John, and I appreciate that. So what role does our words have with multiplying money?
Like love, everything. Mm-hmm. And it's important what we say and how we speak. And in one of my books, Power of Prosperous Living, Power Words for Prosperous Living, mm-hmm. I wrote about the power of speaking the word, speaking affirmations, and declaring that which we desire, and affirming that and accepting that it's true now, and to speak words in line with what we want rather than being negative about it, worrying.
Yeah. And so for listeners, they could find affirmations. Give us a couple of declarations or affirmations that people could begin to speak around money or prosperity.
Well, let's see. I was just looking in my book. I'll give you a couple.
Okay.
And, God is my source. And my consciousness of God is my supply.
Wow.
All the substance of the universe is flowing to me now.
Mm. Wow.
I am rich now. God is prospering me now. I like the word now.
Yeah. I do too. So it sounds, you know, when you said that, when you affirmed that and declared that, I felt the energy of that, the spirit of that, you know, Reverend. Just so you said to declare it and then to accept it and believe that it's yours. Now, how would people begin to do that? Believe that, okay, you know, God is unlimited substance and supply. So how would they begin to accept that into their lives and act like it's already true?
Well, by affirmation and acceptance, first getting rid of all the stuff that's not true, and to affirm by affirmation and acceptance and realization and feeling. Thought and feeling go together.
You know, I'm so glad you said that because a lot of people with the law of attraction think that they just have to think something, but it's the feeling behind the thought.
That's true. Emmett Fox, he wrote a wonderful treatise called The Mental Equivalent, and meaning that we attract to us whatever we have the mental equivalent for. And in this booklet, he says that there are two things that are all important. It's clarity and interest. You are clear on what you desire, and you have an avid, strong interest in having it. You desire it. That's feeling. In other words, clarity and interest are thought and feeling, and they are go. He calls that polarity, and that's what it is.
And so, you know, that's so true because when a person does not have money or is struggling in poverty, they feel sad or anxious. You know, that's a feeling. And so, what you're saying is that after people declare, they need to begin to feel prosperous and feel that money is coming to them.
Yes, and granted, it can be very challenging to do that when you don't have any visible money on hand, and you've got bills pressing to be paid, and creditors hounding, and et cetera. I've been there. I know how the feeling, and you have a great feeling of lack, and it takes a lot of faith and affirmation to change your consciousness. And sometimes people, you know, they think, well, this sounds all good, and I'm really going to do this. And so they get started, and then they fall back into the old way again. It takes persistence, and some of the old habits will fight for their lives when you try to change them.
Yeah.
So we need to stay focused and keep going and keep on keeping on,
And
and
so,
it'll come.
yeah. And so it sounds like what you're saying is in order to change our consciousness or in order to change what we believe or that old programming, that one way to do that is to affirm out loud the truth about prosperity and who God is and who you are and that you have it now and over time our mind and our consciousness will change and we will radiate that and then attract that.
That's true. Yes, you said it very well.
So many people give up, like you said, and so I just think that speaking and feeling is so important. But you also mentioned you love the word now, accepting it now. What does that mean, and why do we have to accept it now?
Well, you've heard the saying that now is the only time there is.
Yeah.
Well, it's more than just a statement or saying. It's true. And there's only one, God knows only one time. Now. God doesn't know anything about yesterday or tomorrow. God is now. God is here now. And so when we speak an affirmation, it's good to say, I am prosperous now, or God is prospering me now. And so, you know, I have a whole book. It's called The Now Power.
Oh, I'm going to have to get that.
Yes, and it's there's a lot of affirmations in it, but they're very simple affirmations, but they all end with the word now.
Wow.
And now is the time. And you know, if someone's hurting financially, there's any other way, well, it's good to say, to declare, God is prospering me now. Or they can say, regardless of appearances, God is prospering me now.
Well, you know, I just came back from a cruise of Reverend John, and you know, that was what I meditated on, that God is not confined to time. God is only now, and faith is now. The Bible says now faith. And I think it just hit my mind. I knew it, but now I know it deep in my spirit, that anything I do or anything that I'm believing for already exists. And when I declare I'm rich now, all of the wealth of the world and the riches of the world bountifully and beautifully come into my life now, because now is the only time it is.
That's true. That's good that you did that.
Yeah. And in your book, you said the universe has unfathomable riches just waiting to be claimed.
That's true. And the universe is all about us. In fact, it's within us. Another Unity minister who said, Johnny Coleman, who said that there's no spot where God is not. Mm. And that means that all that God is, all life, all love, all substance, all faith, all joy, and so on, is here now, everywhere present, all the time.
Wow. So if someone who, like we said earlier, might be experiencing lack or limitation, if they would acknowledge that God is right here now in my life,
yes,
and
yes,
just acknowledge and accept that.
Yes.
Wow. Something else, and you call this a prayer treatment. You said all channels of financial supply are open to me now, of course, and I am richly, bountifully, and beautifully prospered in every good way.
Yeah.
Wow. So talk a little bit about prayer treatment. What is that, and why do we need that in multiplying our money?
Well, prayer treatment, it's prayer and treatment are virtually the same thing. In religious science, divine science, we use the word treatment more than prayer, but in Unity we use more in prayer, but it's all the same thing. And it means to connect with the source, to go within where the source is, God is, and pray to the Father in secret within us, or speak the word. And when we affirm something, we're praying. Mm. And when we say thank you, we're praying, and we're treating. And so it's kind of like, you think in the medical field, they treat. You know, if you cut a finger or something, you treat it. But we, in prayer and treatment, we are treating for prosperity. We treat, and we have faith that everything's going to be okay. And it will be. It is.
And
it
so,
is now, actually.
Oh, I love that. So right now, with people who may be experiencing lack and limitation, going back to that, really right now, it's good now.
Yes, it's regardless of appearance. You know, Jesus said something very important that I've always, it means a great, always meant a great deal to me. And he said, do not judge by the appearance, but be right in your judgment. And so, you know, a person may look in their checkbook or online or in their wallet or wherever, and they don't have much money, if much or little, but that doesn't mean that that's all there is. And just because things seem to be low, that's not true. Because when we look beyond the appearance, we will see the reality of God, the reality of abundance, because wherever God is, which is everywhere, is abundance.
That's really good. And you know, you mentioned in your book that fear closes, but faith opens the door of abundance. So when people begin to just declare and just begin to think about the unlimited abundance that's in the universe, is that faith opening the door to abundance?
Yes. Yeah. When you begin to think about it, you begin to open the door. And that's a good thing to do. To think about it and to get the door open.
So should,
the door is our minds.
Oh, wow. So you have mentioned programming. So should people take time, because I like to give people specifics, should people just take time to read, meditate on, declare, and feel abundance every day? Is that how we take out the old and put in the new?
Yes. Yes, it's consciously letting go of old beliefs, saying no to the old stuff, and say yes to the good, yes to God, and being open and receptive to all of the channels. The channels of supply, God's supply, are infinite.
So that means that instead of just looking to your job or looking to your paycheck, you just say, God is my unlimited source. And then maybe people could receive unexpected income from somewhere.
That's true. Yeah. And God speaks to us, infinite intelligence, which is God, prospers us through ideas. And so it's good to pray for ideas, and it's good to pray for money, but, you know, we open ourselves to divine ideas, prospering ideas, and something is likely to come to us that will maybe make us millionaires.
So true. And I loved your chapter on gratitude. So expound on that. Should people be grateful for what they have, and how does that multiply money for them?
Well, I say that gratitude is love in expression. And it's the grateful heart that has an open, it is an open channel to God, the source. And so, you know, someone who is ungrateful, they're thinking they're angry, maybe, probably, and they're thinking very negatively. And so we want to, it's so much more profitable to be grateful, thankful. And someone says that you should say, just say, thank you, God, I am grateful, 100 times a day. And to thank God for everything. However, when we say everything, never, ever thank God for your problems or troubles. God didn't give them to you. You gave them to yourself. Gave them to yourself.
And so if someone has a, let's say, $100 bill, and they don't have the money, let's just say they have $20. They should be grateful. God, thank you for this $20. Thank you for what I do have. Thank you for my job. Just that kind of gratitude, and it multiplies.
Yes, and have faith that it does. And on the back of the $120 bill says, in God we trust.
Wow.
And so trust in God, the source. And give thanks and to see more coming.
Wow. So you also talk about important points for multiplying your money. So what are some things that people can do? I know tithing is one, to begin to multiply money.
Yeah, I'm a great believer in and practice of tithing. And there's a lot of good tithing information on my moreprosperityforyou.com website. But it's a good, wonderful thing to do. But what was the other part of your question?
And so what are some things that people can do in order to begin to multiply their money? I know one is tithing.
Yeah. To use the formula or the recipe, as I call it in my book, for tenfold return. I learned this from John P. Speller, who wrote the book Seed Money in Action. And I talked with him two or three times, and he gave me permission to use that material any way I wanted to. And so a lot of that is in this my book, The Secret of Multiplied Money. And the way that we plant money and as seed is, say we take $10 and we give it away to someone. And when we do, we say, it slipped my mind.
So do we say thank you or thinking that it's going to come back to us? Okay.
Oh, thank you, God, for $100. Now it's coming. Mm-hmm. I have received $100 in return with good to all concerned. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And
wow.
We speak that several times. I have received $100 in return with good to all concerned. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's the good for all concerned. You want it returned in a good way, not hurting anyone. And you say, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's to the source, infinite intelligence, God. And so, and they say, speak the words a few times, and then just let it go. You know, one time, and I've been practicing seed money or multiplying money for many years. And one time I went to church at Unity of Phoenix, and usually I take my checkbook where it's dedicated only to my tithe account. Well, I forgot to take it with me. And so I looked at my wallet, and I took out a $10 bill, and I decided to use that as seed money. And so I put it in when the basket came around, and I just silently made my claim. I have received $100 in return with good to all concerned. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Said it a few times. So then I just forgot about it, and after the service, I went out in the courtyard, and pretty soon a lady came up over to talk with me. While she was talking, she started rumbling around in her purse, and she came out and gave me a check for $100.
That is so
interesting.
Fast. And so when people give, should they expect to receive?
Absolutely. And be open to every possibility. When you make your claim for multiplied money, it can come from anywhere and everywhere. By all means, let go of any negative, worrisome thoughts or feelings. But just know, be still and know.
Well, you know, I, like you, have had so many miracles because I've been a tither most of my life. And, you know, just the miraculous way in which the money comes back to me. And one thing that I've learned is for years I tithe out of fear. I'm like, oh God, I've got to tithe because if I don't, I won't be blessed. But now I tithe and give out of love and abundance. And what I say is, I am giving this, you know, into a church, to God, to a ministry, to a person, but I'm giving it out of a spirit of abundance instead of a spirit of lack, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. That's good.
Yeah, and that makes a big difference. And what else would you like to say to people about prosperity and getting money into their lives?
Well, just to, again, let go of the old false beliefs, the negative beliefs, and to just clean up and clean out and to open yourself to all the abundance of God. And to know that God is where you are and is more than willing to prosper you, and is. And now is the time.
Yeah, I love that. And just reading your affirmations, they are so powerful. And they really get you to focus on the unlimited supply of spirit. And it really gets you to just begin to believe and be in faith about what can come into your life.
That's true. Yeah.
Well, you know, I love this one. I am expecting unexpected income. I'm expecting large unexpected income now.
Yes.
Just speaking.
Especially large.
Yeah, so Reverend John, can you think of another person that you know, maybe who've sent you an email, or someone that you've helped who has really experienced more prosperity in their lives?
Well, think of a young lady who got tired of the same old lack showing up in her life, and she decided to clean up and clean out all the mental stuff that had kept her from prospering. She stopped thinking and talking lack. Mm. Turning within to the presence of God, she invited this loving, fulfilling presence to prosper her. Then she made her claim by boldly speaking prosperity affirmations such as these. I release from my mind, heart, and life, all non-prospering thoughts, feelings, and conditions. I discipline myself to think, speak, and act prosperously. God in me is my source and my prosperity. Every day, in every way, I am growing richer and richer. I give thanks for rich results now. And she went on to claim real prosperity, the prosperity that amazed her. She made her prosperity made a quantum leap.
Wow. And so anybody can do that. And that's
anyone.
Why I just wanted you on the show. So tell us what your website is. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, you guys need to get his books. The two that I have are The Secret of Multiplied Money and How to Have Unexpected Income. But tell them your website, how can they get your book, what is your contact information, etc.
Well, my personal contact, my email address is RevJohn, R-E-V-J-O-H-N, at goldenkeyministry.com. And my main website is goldenkeyministry.com. But I have three other websites, and you can link to those from my Golden Key website. But one is More Prosperity for You, and there's all kinds of prospering articles on there. Really good stuff. And then there's LiveLifeLovingly.org and AliveAndHealthyNow.info. And so it's we welcome people. Just log on and email us. When you do, be sure to tell us that you came via Constance Arnold's program.
And so, Reverend John, also, can they get your books on the Golden Key Ministries website?
Yes.
Okay. And you've written how many books? Is it?
11.
11 and e-books, 7.
Yeah, 6 or 7 e-books. Some of the print books are e-books.
Okay.
And they're on my website, there are 2 prosperity courses.
I saw
and
that.
I might mention that we're preparing a New Year's prosperity program. Hmm. And if they'll go to go on Facebook or to my website, you'll see it's called Prosperity Program 2018. And you can sign up for it, enroll in it. And then it starts January 1st, 2018.
Wow, it's you have so much on your website. And folks, once again, that's Golden Key Ministry. And he has articles. He has a 40-day abundance article thing that you can read that I've read, by the way, Reverend John. And I believe that is the internet's largest info on prosperity and wealth and well-being and miracles and prayer and all of the above.
Yes, it is, at least spiritually.
Mm-hmm. And that's the place from which I want to come. Well, I just want to honor you and thank you for everything that you've done over the decades. And just really encourage everybody to go to his website. I have been devouring these 2 books that he gave me. I took them on the cruise with me as I was sitting on the beaches of Jamaica and Grand Cayman Island and Cozumel, Mexico. I had your books with me, Reverend John, and my highlighter. And really, God just gave me more insight into shifting and changing my own consciousness around prosperity. And that's what I want for listeners all over the world.
Yes. 2018 is going to be a more prosperous year, especially for those who open their minds and hearts to it.
Yeah, I received that.
I encourage everybody to do that.
I received that. Well, thank you again. And everybody, hey, you can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, you may not know it or feel it, but the love of God surrounds you. You know that I'm crazy about you. You're my extended family and that I adore and love you. And this week, guess what? I want you to expect a miracle.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.